You're listening to the Ohio Conference Cast, where we explore topics related to the workings of Ohio Conference. Here are your hosts, Bill Seymour and Thomas Dunn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ohio Conference Cast. This is Thomas Dunn.
And this is Bill Seymour, and we have with us Cliff Brubaker.
Well, I have with me Cliff Brubaker.
That's true. I have with me a little statue of a hippopotamus and a coffee cup, because I'm in my office at Oroville Mennonite Church. I'm the one in the far country today.
Yes. So which one is the coffee cup and which one is the hippopotamus? Like, I assume that represents Thomas and me. One of those.
No. I actually have a miniature statue that I bought at 10,000 Villages of a hippopotamus sitting at the base of my computer screen.
Okay. So Cliff and I just ended with a ministry development team meeting, and so we are in the library at Crestline, Ohio, and we are beaming Bill into us as we record a podcast with Cliff. So let's jump on board with this episode of Ohio Conference Cast. One of the things that we talked a lot about here at the ministry development team meeting, and also at our leadership team meeting about 3 weeks ago or a month ago, and also at ACA, we talked about it, was gathered and sent. So those two words have been thrown around a lot and being discussed a lot. So, Cliff, what is gathered and sent?
A year ago in the Ohio Conference, we had a year of mission and a year of covenant. Year of mission was to help us think about moving beyond ourselves and engaging in our communities. The year of covenant was to help us think about what's at our core, what holds us together. And as we planned for the coming year, we decided that it would be better to try and put those two initiatives together under one umbrella, and to find ways that they could complement each other and work together. And so gathered and sent was born, gathered being year of covenant and sent being year of mission.
So Cliff, how have gathered and sent started working in Ohio Conference so far?
The sent people have begun to meet. The gathered people have not yet begun.
Where did we send the sent people?
to look for hippopotami.
Cool.
And they came back with only one, and you apparently have it now. So they were successful on that. So the sent people have begun to sketch out some pieces for the year. They evaluated the Hirsch conference that we had, and believed that an event, something like that, at least, would be a really good piece again, a teaching that we could gather together and receive teaching about the sent piece. They are looking at several other ways that the sent piece could impact us. So we're looking about whether we can use Pastor Peer as an opportunity to learn together as pastors about a particular component yet to be decided about missional engagement. We are looking under the gathered and sent umbrella at doing at least one pastor. We'll do several pastoral gatherings, probably two or three again this year, one of which will likely focus on the bounded and center set piece that we were introduced to earlier a year ago, but seems to be a really important component for us to push further as we think about what holds us together in the center.
So I'm going to cut you off here. So I was just on the phone with Jessica Schrock-Ringenberg, so I'm name dropping now, at Zion in Archbold, and we were talking about this sort of thing, and she, apparently Zion pulled David Beauchart in, and he was particularly focused on what rural churches can do to be missional. I just thought I'd throw that out there. I don't have a question.
Well, it's one of the pieces that the missional planning team talked about, that there's a lot of resources. It seems like most of the resources about missional thinking are born in urban settings and seem to have urban stories and urban examples attached to them. And so one of the questions that group is beginning to look at is, are there people, writers that we can pull in that have much more of a rural orientation that would fit at least many of our congregations, perhaps more than some of the urban focus has been for us. So that is a piece that we have on our horizon to talk about and think about whether we can pull some resourcing in along those lines.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I mean, as we heard 2 years ago, Ford and Briscoe, and then last year, Hirsch's, Yeah, they're all great stories, but very few of them could translate very well into the context of most of our Ohio Conference churches. So that does feel like the task ahead of us now is translating this into our context. So it's good to hear you're working on that. And also something that came up at the ministry development team meeting today is the idea of missional coaching as something that you want to emphasize between ACAs. So we don't want to be just about big gatherings once a year. Say a little bit more about the missional coaching.
Well, I think one of the clarifications that happened in missional leadership team meeting today was that at the core of the SENT piece of becoming missional, it's really a process, and there might be a temptation to become event-oriented in that, but it's really a process and takes very intentional learning. And coaching is one of the ways that probably can best happen and be sustained over a long period of time. I know several pastors, two of whom I happen to be talking with right now, that were engaged in a coaching arrangement this year, but the reports back from that have been that it's been helpful. And so we want to open the door further to that with groups in the Ohio Conference. So Mennonite Mission Networks has the opportunity for two learning cohorts together, and one of those is forming right now, and another one is out on the horizon and possibly forming. And so we want to investigate that more with them and then make information about how to do that available to other congregations that might want to engage in a coaching arrangement.
Yeah, I would, as Cliff has mentioned, Thomas and I have been part of a five church group. And we pastors meet every week, and we encourage each other, and we pray, and we do some accountability. But we've also done some missional coaching, and that included this year hiring in a professional to help us out. But I think personally, and that's something else we can talk about another time. But I think personally that I think what's been more beneficial is our regular gatherings, and that we hold each other to keep missional thinking and learning in front of us. And the coaching was good, the professional part was good, but the sustainability part is not paying somebody to come in. It is in community together and taking the time with each other, and then to find ways that our congregations can work together to do things where possible. So I just would put a plug into that. And part of that would revolve around, and again, this comes out a little bit of my conversation with Jessica earlier today, that discipleship is such a key piece in there, that as we help each other to be good disciples, we also, part of that, in addition to our own growth, is learning to live as sent people in the world.
And doing that together.
Yes, and doing it together, right.
Excellent point.
So the today we're recording this just the day before. So today is what, the 23rd? So the 24th. So on the 23rd, an email was sent out by Ann Lehman, a delegate news email, asking for everyone that got that email to contribute to a potential hire for Ohio Conference.
Wow, Thomas, that segue was just stellar.
Yeah, good. So as that stellar segue has unfolded, Cliff, why don't you take it from there and jump on that topic we just started talking about here?
Well, let me tell you what's immediately at hand and then back up from it a little bit. There's a survey that's going out. The leadership team is moving toward hiring a person that they are calling a missional leader. That will be a half-time position with the Ohio Conference. And the primary function of that person is to resource and to equip and challenge congregations and the conference to grow in its missional engagement and capacity. And so as leadership team thought about developing a job description for that person, they believed it would be helpful to gather some feedback from a broader group in the conference. And so we devised a short survey that's available online, and the delegates should have received information about that yesterday or today. And there's a perspective going out today that will also have information about it. And so we'd really invite people to take the opportunity to help think through what kind of a person we need and what some of the impact of that person could and should be in the conference as we go forward. Kind of to take a step backward from there, then there were kind of two pieces on the table in the conference leadership. about how we're going to move forward with staffing. And there was a recognition that we do have a gap right now in somebody to fill the executive functions long-term. Ralph Reinford's been picking up some of those along the way. And we also had this need that was very clearly spoken to by congregations and their leaders about engaging our communities. And so the leadership team is moving toward working at that need that the congregations articulated in this halftime hire that they're projecting. And then we will also begin to address how we're going to deal with the administrative functions longer term than we're than we've been able to yet.
Cool.
Yeah, so what Cliff is articulating pretty well there is the very real tension in that the delegates gathered together and in a very, very unified voice at ACA affirmed a budget that opened up a halftime position to hire. And it was just it was a great ACA experience because of the way we voted together. The reality is, even though it was great to kind of come together and say we want to expand our budget to get another halftime person, the reality is we're finding that a halftime person isn't going to scratch all of our itches. And as leadership team has said, hey, we want to put this halftime towards a missional endeavor, and we're looking to hire someone to lead us missionally, the detention has become clear that there's still this executive function that Ralph has been working on top of all of his other responsibilities. And Cliff has picked up some of that too, and Judy has picked up some of that. And so we still have that tension of, well, great, we have, let's really push forward in this missional direction. It's still a reality that the executive side of things is needed to be addressed and is not currently being addressed in a sustainable way.
So I think the leadership team is committed to working on both of those pieces. They recognize the need for both. And I think over the next several weeks, I think more of that, how we're going to work at that, will start to unfold. Thomas and Bill, it's been a delight to talk with you again today. Thanks. And greetings to everybody in the Ohio Conference.
Thank you for signing this off, Cliff. And we would remind you all to reference the email that Ann sent out. Go to the website. Leadership team wants to hear from you. So please fill out that form.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Ohio Conference Cast. We would like to hear from you. You can email us at ohioconferencecast@gmail.com with any topics or questions you would like us to explore.